This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, before we begin, our hearts and prayers are those with the Capital Gazette newspaper. Suspect Jared Ramos, a 38-year-old, has been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder when he went on a shooting rampage, allegedly yesterday, in Annapolis, Maryland. In this newsroom, it has been termed a targeted attack. This wasn't something random. Apparently, he had sued the Capital Gazette newspaper 6 years ago and lost. Anthony Messenger, a Capital Gazette intern, said in an interview on Today that he first heard pops he thought were fireworks, but soon realized somebody was firing inside the newsroom. He and another coworker tried to exit through a back door, but found it jammed. I quickly realized that this was a malicious situation, he said. He and his colleagues slipped under a desk in the back of the newsroom. They called 911 but were not able to speak because they didn't want to alert the gunman to their location. The colleague ended up using Messenger's phone to tweet that there was an active shooter and please help us. Messenger said he never got a look at the gunman before he left the building. He said, unfortunately, we had to pass 2 bodies of our colleagues, which was something that nobody should ever have to stomach. It's just unfortunate that somebody would come into a place that only reports truthful stories that are fact-based and unleash hell on the office. So the 5 people killed were Wendy Winters, Rebecca Smith, Robert Hyacin, Gerald Fishman, and John McNamara. According to Bill Cramp, deputy police chief of Anne Arundel County, said this person was prepared to shoot people. His intent was to cause harm. You did also see that some people had superficial wounds. Some people have been released from the hospital, but unfortunately we have 5 dead. Now, Ramos is from Maryland. He apparently sued the Capital Gazette, the alleged shooter, for defamation in 2012 after a columnist wrote about his guilty plea to criminal harassment in 2011. His case was dismissed, and an appeals court affirmed the decision. Now, police were notified about this active shooter at the newspaper around 2:40 p.m. and arrived to the scene within 30 seconds. The gunman also had smoke grenades that he used to enter the building. He also had a possible explosive device. So this guy was planning this. This was, blocking doors, blocking exits. He was ready. And, I'm noticing more and more places of news and places of journalism having more and more security. And, we really underestimate how people in the media are at risk. I mean, God bless our first responders. And, we need to protect our firefighters and our paramedics and our first responders and our military. There are people putting their lives at risk every single day. And we forget that there's also groups of people who are getting death threats, who are mental targets that could very easily become physical targets by a lot of whack jobs out there. And I'm slowly starting to see more and more news agencies use better protection, have locked doors, just like universities and schools. Who would have thought that a school would, be a target? Well, it is, and we're seeing more and more of this now. I think the most deadly school attack had happened in the 1800s, but then you didn't hear of it for years and decades, and we let our guard down, unfortunately. And then after Sandy Hook, things started to change. Not to the point that I think it should. I still think we do need entrances to these schools completely guarded and metal detectors. And, right now it's still a free-for-all with many schools. So Baltimore Sun said police had also been sent to its headquarters as a precaution. The Capital Gazette is one of the oldest publishers in the country. It started in 1727 with the Maryland Gazette. So the victims who were shot were apparently on the first floor of the building. He entered the building with a shotgun, and he looked for his victims. These were specific people, it appeared, that he wanted to target. He said threats were sent to the newspaper on social media, and police are trying to confirm who actually sent them. They were general threats towards the Capital Gazette. Now, this isn't the first time we've seen, we've seen death and attacks and assaults on, you know, journalists. You know, as we remember the Roanoke shooting, where Allison Parker and Adam Ward and were doing an interview with somebody. I think it had to do with a charity event. And then, unfortunately, a disgruntled worker found where they were going to be, I guess, interviewing. And then, unfortunately, gunned them down on live TV. Parker had just turned 24. Photographer Adam Ward, 27, were killed. The person they were interviewing, Vicki Gardner, head of a local chamber of commerce, was shot as well. She luckily survived the shooting. You know, and then you just look at a long history of journalists getting shot and you know, attacked and killed, and it's not an easy job. And, you know, when you are in journalism, you do know that there's that threat. You don't think of it like, you know, other people who are putting their lives at risk every day, such as, like I said, are, you know, people in the military and first responders. But we do have to realize that the power we have, you know, either on paper or on the internet or on video, on TV, affects a lot of people. And you have many people out there that are watching the TV that would just love to do some sort of, you know, mayhem to a variety of networks or who they're listening to on the radio. I hear people hate radio hosts or hate TV newscasters. You know, like, for example, I'm not a big fan of somebody on CNN who was, I guess, laughing when Bristol Palin has been attacked. And I'm like, look, I don't care where you are politically. You know, you don't sit there and, you know, giggle about somebody getting assaulted. All right? That's not, you know, we're losing our humanism. But you see, somebody who has mental illness could take that and go, you know, that person needs to, you know, be punished, and I need to be the one to punish him. So you have a lot of people out there that want to take matters into their own hands. And unfortunately, this guy, he really had a bone to pick, and it was years later. That's sad, and our hearts and prayers are with everybody in that agency. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. This is anonymous, but it was a message we received. And I won't say the name, but she writes, Doctor, it's a she. Thank you for your segment on workplace romances. I have a crush at work, but a boyfriend of 5 years. I don't want to cheat, but I really like this guy at work, she says. I don't want to leave my boyfriend, but want to, and this sounds awful, try him out. Talk me out of this craziness. And she goes a little bit more into what's going on. And apparently she is having some issues with her boyfriend, but this is, I think, something that I just never, when I got into radio, expected that a lot of the questions I would get would have to do more with relationships and stuff. I thought you guys would be asking me more about cholesterol. I'm really good at cholesterol. I'm really good at, you know, blood sugar and prostate and, you know, bad periods. But, you know, that's not what I think is plaguing a lot of people. Actually, it is. A lot of you guys are having prostate issues. Let me tell you right now. But a lot of work issues and workplace romance and having a crush and contemplating cheating and all that. So, yeah, we'll talk about it. I'm not an expert, though. That's it. I am no sex expert or relationship expert, but I do have an opinion on the matter, and so that's why I'll answer this here. So, you know, when you contemplate cheating, and nobody wants to admit that they're doing that in their head because they're like, oh, my gosh, it's a sin and all that. But, you know, you need to intellectualize and be really academic about your thoughts, because if you don't work through and knead through your thoughts like you're kneading dough, you're going to unfortunately have these little pressure cooker expulsions of some certain ideas or even activities. And so you really need to, and at the risk of it being boring or you feeling like God's going to get mad at you, you need to, in your mind, really think through why it is you want to cheat. Okay? Now, we talk ourselves into, oh, well, it's because that person's the one. There was a young kid who was married, who thought that somebody else was actually his destiny. And had talked to me about it, going, look, I think I messed up. I don't think I should be married to this person. I don't feel the way I do with this other person. So he leaves his wife. The other person wasn't there. Wasn't really into the relationship, and in fact was shocked. And so, you really need to, before you make such a deadly decision in your relationship and marriage, which could be the best thing that ever happened to you, really start to work through what it is. Now, many of you will need a counselor to do this. Some of you could do it on your own, but the majority of you will need a counselor. So, if I was, let's say, her counselor, all right? I'd ask her how her relationship was with her boyfriend. Do you like the sex? Does he treat you well? Do you think he'll be there for the long haul? When you had a checklist of what the perfect boyfriend or husband would be, you know, how many of those checks or ticks did he, you know, satisfy on that? You know, does he have in-laws from hell? Does he support your career? Does he hit you? Does he, that kind of thing. And you know, if you find that you have somebody amazing, but they're just not twinkling your toes like somebody else, now we need to look at, well, what is it about this person that's causing your toes to curl? What is it? Is it that they're giving you attention and you haven't had attention in a while, so you like that? Is it because you are bored at work? We talked about this last week. Sometimes being bored at work spurns these relationships, but that doesn't necessarily mean the relationship is meant to be or is it true love. Now, when people are starting to, you know, get into this crush mode, they talk themselves into anything. Oh, I don't care that he burps, or I don't care that she farts, or I don't care this, I don't care that. You know, I love her, I love him. Okay, and that's fine. And usually when you are in that puppy love stage, or you believe you are, everything's perfect. Oh, I don't mind that politically they like, you know what, I could see how maybe Hillary could have been a good president. Whoa, okay, that's where I would stop you there. I'd be like, wait, something's wrong, okay? All right, whoa. Okay, you know, now you may be losing some competency here, okay? Just, no, don't, yeah. I don't want to diagnose you with dementia. This is puppy love, not dementia. That's neither here nor there. So you will want to sway and be versatile. And that's okay. Good relationships do that. The problem with any relationship is the honeymoon period ends. It always ends. The sex may not always be as fun. It may be good, but it may not be as exciting. Them calling or leaving a message may not be as exciting. Looking into their eyes may not be as exciting. And what you have to do whenever you look at your future crush or somebody you're thinking you're going to cheat on is you need to, one, convince yourself that the honeymoon period will end. And when it does end, you may feel towards this person exactly the way you do now with your current relationship. Oh, that's fine, because I'm good with my current relationship. Well, then does that mean you're going to be looking for something else? You need to kind of look into the future a few years, 10 years, 20 years, etc. And go, am I going to be happy with this person? Is it going to be worth it? Are we going to be compatible on a whole variety of things? And you may come to find out that this crush you have at work or school or whatever is very superficially based. Now, one of you years ago had written saying, what is the big deal with cheating? If you're not going to leave your wife, you love your wife, and you just need to get it out of your system, why can't that be allowed? Now, I mean, depending on your religion, that's a no-brainer. No, you can't do that. But I understand scientifically where he was going with this. All right? If you are married and you want to stay married and you love that person's not sleeping with you, and you know, but you promise to stay with them, etc. Is there harm in, you know, tingling and or tinkering outside? Personally, I think yes. You know, being a woman, I'm a nester. As soon as they leave the nest, it's an issue. You know, they're not going to come back and be 100% back in the nest. That's just the way it is. Just like with a kid. Once a kid leaves the nest, yeah, he may visit the nest. You know, he may drop his laundry off at the nest. Okay? He may come over to the nest, take a look, see if there's any good food, and then leave the nest again really quickly. You know, maybe high-fiving you. But once they leave the nest, they're not going to be completely in, even if it's emotionally, mentally, etc. So I think it's bad. I do. However, you have a lot of people there that out there that have priorities. And priorities when it comes to relationships could be a variety of things. Frequent sex. Feeling loved. Feeling attractive. Having the chase. You know, this concept of once a cheater, always a cheater. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. It isn't always false. There are, I believe, a lot of people where they cheat not because they want to be mean and malicious and hurt their spouse. Is they, for their psyche, constantly need that chase. They need to be felt like they're loved or wanted. And since every relationship starts to get a little old and somebody new could look their way, that's going to feed into their psyche, and they're going to want to capture that every few years. And so it's not everybody that feels that way. I mean, some people cheat because maybe they really, you know, married the wrong person and fell in love with somebody else. And, you know, but the repeated cheaters, there's something else going on. And you have other people that I tell them, don't get married. You don't belong married. If you get bored after so many years with one person and you think you're going to keep falling for another person, then don't get married. Don't put yourself or your spouse through that. Now, on the flip side, like, you know, I can't say her name, the one who's had the boyfriend for 5 years, the one thing I would tell her is, look, are you going to want a family? Are you going to want to settle down? Are you going to want somebody that'll, you know, devote their lives to you in sickness and in health till death you part? Then you need to mature. And maturity in a relationship means you can't have everything you want. You will be married and attracted to other people. It will happen. Michael Fassbender comes on the screen. I tell my husband, like, I don't even want to hear from you for the next 2 hours. We're watching Michael Fassbender. That is normal, okay? Maybe it's not the healthiest thing in a relationship, but I love watching Michael Fassbender in a movie. My husband's got to deal with it. Lord of the Rings? Oh, my gosh. Seeing Aragorn, Viggo Mortensen? My husband knows I got a crush on Viggo Mortensen. Sorry. All right? Corey comes second to that. But in terms of real men, right, in my life, it's Corey. He's my husband. So, you know, you need to mature. You need to realize you can't, you know, just try somebody else out. You have to make a decision. And if you think you're always going to want to try somebody out, let the guy you're with go. You know, let him have a chance at happiness with somebody else. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, the man accused of walking into the Capitol Gazette newsroom and killing five people in Annapolis, Maryland, was charged with five counts of murder. Terrence Smith is a columnist with the paper. He had a chance today to join Fox News and talk about the touching tribute that they put in today's paper.
Inside, they did something very unusual and really, to me, quite touching. On the editorial page, normally filled with a column like mine or letters or a cartoon and the editorials, they left it blank. And they said, today we are speechless.
Earlier today, President Trump gave remarks celebrating the six-month anniversary of the tax cut bill that he signed.
Our country finally has a tax system that is pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and pro-American.
This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, if you're in Michigan, it's going to be a little tough. You get pain medicine. A new law is going to limit, quote, greatly limit, the amount of opioids doctors are allowed to prescribe patients suffering from acute pain. Beginning July 1, doctors will be prohibited from prescribing more than a seven-day supply of opioid medication for patients in acute pain, whether it's broken bones, bad back, short illnesses, most surgeries, pain, short-term pain. Doctors will not be allowed to write refills for the medications until the seven-day period has elapsed. Now, as a doctor reading this, well, that's, I always only wrote seven-day supplies. This wouldn't change my prescribing. But in other states, this can cause one hell of a cascade, and we're going to walk through that. So the average doctor, like me, I would write 30 pills, 25 to 30 pills. So if I saw you in the ER or if I saw you in my clinic, you had an issue, I would write you that. Then I would tell you to follow back up. I mean, if you broke a leg, I'm going to be seeing you within a week. If you had a, you know, horrible infection that I had to drain, or if you had shingles, I'd be seeing you in a week. So for me, this wouldn't change my practice. But the big difference here is I would be open 6 days a week. If I had to, I would even see a patient on a Sunday and open up. I would make sure I was available. How many of you in your neck of the woods can come back and see your doctor in 7 days that easily? The average patient has a multiple month wait. Now, this law was signed late last year by Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. It's aimed at making prescription opioids less accessible. And prescription opioids are not as much of a problem as the illegal opioids, people. It's the heroin and the, you know, off-the-market fentanyl. It's the... it's not Dr. Smith's Vicodin prescription for your tooth abscess. So, the idea behind the law. This is what happens when politicians get involved in medical care. Fewer opioids mean few chances to abuse them, they say. Fewer chances for abuse will mean fewer overdose deaths and fewer people getting involved in heroin. That's what they think. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, nearly 80% of Americans using heroin reported misusing prescription opioids prior to using heroin, according to the research. All right. Okay. That's like saying a drunk driver who killed somebody admitted to having drunk beer prior to them becoming an alcoholic with scotch and whiskey. So what, we limit beer for everybody? You see how that doesn't make... Okay, and let's go back to this. The idea behind the law, fewer opioids means fewer chances to abuse them. Fewer chances to abuse you, fewer opioids. If you are in pain and you can't get a prescription opioid or you can't get enough, are you going to just go home and watch I Love Lucy reruns? No. You are going to try to quell that pain. You're going to go to a drugstore and try to take as many ibuprofen as possible. Or you're going to go to a bar and try to drink. Or you're going to go to a buddy and try to get the pain medication. I get how with fast food and junk food, that might work. All right. Somebody's hungry. If there's no fast food and junk food on the shelf, but only vegetables, the person's going to eat the vegetables. Okay, that may work, you know, if you're hungry and in that sense. But if you have somebody in pain and there is nothing on that shelf, you're going to probably try to hit yourself with the shelves or something to try to deal with the pain. It's so easy to legislate all these laws on prescription drugs, and nobody is going, well, wait a second, what are we going to do for the people in pain? Anybody that has ever been in pain will tell you how scary, frightening, and desperate they get. Now, I've never felt the desperation, because when I was in pain, in labor, I didn't get my pain medicine in labor for a while, but, you know. But when I had my kidney stone, or when I had surgery, when any time I had an issue, luckily I could get a pain medication. I didn't need more than a couple, but at least there was something there. Dr. Nabil Sabai, an anesthesiologist who is chief of pain services at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, said that most patients with acute pain do not need to be on opioid medications longer than 7 days. He's right. There's a lot of data out there that shows, for the most part, 90% of acute pain episodes are only going to require 3 to 7 days of opioids. He is right about that. That's why I never had to write more than 7 days. The problem is a broken bone, a worsening infection, a worsening neuropathy, or you know, people need to get back into the medical provider right away. And if the medical provider doesn't have openings, they're going to treat themselves. And this idea of, well, they're coming back because they need more pain medication. Maybe they're coming back because they really have a bad infection. They need to be seen again. I told you about that gentleman that came back after breaking his ribs from a motorcycle accident. And the other doctors are calling him a drug seeker. And I'm like, I want to see what's wrong with you. And he said, look, I don't really want the pain medicines. I need them, though, because I'm in a lot of pain. And it turned out the guy for 3 weeks was bleeding into his lung cavity. He had a hemothorax from the accident. That's why he was in pain. So, true, we don't want to give somebody, a month's worth of medications. That doesn't make sense, and they don't come back, which is why the average doctor gives 7. But this cascade that this is going to cause, where doctors are like, okay, wait a second here. Now there's a law. So I am going to be, if the patient needs to, let's say I see the patient on a Tuesday, and he wants to come in next Monday, I can't see him then. We have to wait till next Tuesday. See, once you get laws involved, now everybody is all, their panties are all up in a bunch. Now, doctors have already been reducing the number of opioids they write. Between 2013 and 2017, opioid prescriptions decreased 22% nationally. In Michigan, they did decline 10.7%. But get this, the overdose deaths continued to increase. Why? Because they started to shunt to the heroin or to the quote-unquote black market medications. Now, they're claiming that 40% of those deaths involved a prescription opioid, but I would really like to see the actual data. But then again, once you start to limit and make people desperate, they'll start to hoard, they'll start to purchase, they'll start to doctor shop. In Michigan, 2,700 people died between 2016 and 2017 in November. 73,000 people total, according to the CDC. So people are overdosing, not just because they want to get high, but because they want to treat their pain. And withdrawal is scarier than pain itself. Now, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about how the Justice Department has charged 600 people, including doctors, in an opioid abuse crackdown. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how opioid makers are cutting back on marketing payments to doctors. I've never received a payment. I don't know what nobody pays me to write a medication. I think that's ridiculous. I don't know where they're getting this. But apparently, Purdue Pharma is being sued, the maker of OxyContin, for aggressively marketing their narcotic. We'll talk about how that comes into play. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Speak,
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Franklin, who lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, my neck of the woods, says his doctor stopped writing narcotics altogether. This is a topic that's going to keep coming up more and more. We do have a lot to talk about coming up the next hour, how much of our meat in the supermarket contains superbugs. That's not really, really fun, and I apologize for having to break that down for you. Also, there's no limit to human aging. We could actually live a lot longer than we think we can. We're going to talk about that, some latest signs on that. California just passed the strictest online privacy bill in the country. We want to talk about that. And Starbucks is now going to cover additional procedures for its transgender employees. Breast reductions, augmentations, transplants, facial surgery. So a lot to talk about coming up in the next hour. Plus, it looks like we may have an Alaska volcano about to erupt. But with opioids, apparently this is really hitting home and really affecting a lot of our patients who have chronic pain and chronic issues. And there are jerks out there. So we were just told that an anesthesiologist has been discharged with fraud. And when I first saw this headline, the anesthesiologist distributed 6 million doses of drugs in a 4-year period. Now, when you first hear that, Dr. Leslie Pompei allegedly prescribed more than 6 million, quote, medically unnecessary doses of controlled substances. But then they say he also charged insurers for cares he didn't provide. He's going down. If he charged insurers for care he never gave, that's fraud. You're going down. However, what's freaking out the average doctor is the 6 million pills enough to put you in jail as well. So if we take 6 million and we divide it into 4 years, that's 1.5 million pills prescribed a year. All right, let's break that down into months. Let's divide it into 12 months. That's 125,000 pills per month. That sounds like a lot. It does. So if he ran a practice and this was multiple doctors, and you divide it into, let's say, 22 working days, and you had maybe 100 patients go through that clinic, and everybody got a 60-pill prescription, 60 tablets would cover somebody for about a month, then that's not that exorbitant. But if it's just him, it is. So in this particular case, depending on what gets ruled, he's innocent until proven guilty, that's concerning. The Monroe, Michigan physician also submitted around $17 million in claims to Medicare, Medicaid, Blue Cross Blue Shield. And those claims sought reimbursement for office visits and services that were medically unnecessary or never performed. That's bad. A grand jury returned the 37-count indictment June 26. Dr. Pompei, oh, his name Leslie Pompei, was arraigned the other day and released on bond. And I guess his license to practice medicine has been suspended. We're also being told that the Justice Department charged 601 people, including doctors, in an opioid abuse crackdown. Apparently, $2 billion in losses occurred, as well as a huge contribution to the nation's opioid epidemic, according to the U.S. Justice Department. The arrests came in dozens of unrelated prosecutions that the Justice Department announced together as part of an annual healthcare fraud takedown. The hundreds of suspects charged included 162 doctors and other suspects charged for their roles in prescribing and distributing addictive opioid painkillers. They say most of the cases involved a variety of schemes to fraudulently bill government healthcare programs. Officials sought the latest crackdown to emphasize their efforts to combat the nation's opioid epidemic. Now, I'll tell you what this means. Okay, I'm not sure what these guys did and girls did. And if they did, what kind of a scheme could a doctor do? Well, that's tough. I mean, I'm thinking, I mean, like maybe have a fake patient come in, have that patient keep coming in fake. You bill the insurance, you give that patient narcotics as payment for that but I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me because the average doctor is overbooked. We don't have time to do fraud. We are so busy, we don't have time to see our patients. And Medicare and Medicaid aren't the best payers. So I don't understand, and maybe it's because I don't have a criminal mind, why somebody would stop seeing a patient to pretend bill or pretend to see a patient for Medicare or Medicaid. Like, Medicaid paid me every 2 out of every 5 claims. I mean, I wouldn't even if I wanted to be a criminal, I don't think Medicaid would be who I'd be asking money from. Now, I get where some of these jerks were able to criminally, you know, profit is they would bill for things that they didn't do. I'll let them audit, you know, let them audit me. And I could always say, oh, the nurse messed up or whatever. That's pretty stupid. You just don't mess with the government. But where this affects you or I, it's not that, oh, it's a story hearing some doctors get theirs. It's the average good, clean doctor is going to look at these stories and go, wait a second. Okay, I have a busy practice. And if somebody is counting doses, actual pills prescribed, and it's very easy to do on the controlled substance website, they could say in 1 month you prescribed 500, in another month you prescribed 1,500, you know, depending on if it was a holiday month or if it was whatever. And so they could easily just take a calculator, add those up, and then in a year, say you prescribed 5,000 doses. And you're like, well, but wait a second, I had 30 patients a day, I was open on the weekends, that's not a lot. And so the average doctor who's thinking, okay, wait a second, okay, I went into this business to help people. I just want to have a clinic, I want to help people, I want to support my family, I want to put my kids through college. You know what? I don't want to take the risk of somebody accusing me of writing too many medications. And here's Franklin's doctor in Las Vegas saying, I just don't write it anymore. Doctors don't have a lot of choices. You know, we'll charge and we only get paid what government or insurance companies decide to pay us. We don't even get to choose where we go for residency. We match. You know, we kind of go through life not having choices. We don't get to pick the customers. People come to us, and it could be a tuberculosis, it could be a flu, it could be Ebola. So we are used to just being on duty at your service. But the one thing doctors can control is, I'm not going to do this particular service anymore. That's what happened during the malpractice crisis in my neck of the woods. A lot of OBs said, you know what, I'm just going to cut off deliveries. If I'm going to get charged three times the amount once I deliver 125 babies, then I just will cut it off at that number. And you had all these women going, I can't find anybody who will take care of me being pregnant. And doctors have a right to choose. I mean, they can only take so much. You can't fall on your own sword. And so the average doctor who does a whole variety of medicine, they're not going to worry about not catering to the pain customer, because P-A-I-N, because they're already overworked. They just don't need that over their head, that they have to do the extra paperwork, the extra documentation, or they'll lose their license, or possibly go to jail. Once doctors heard that they could go to jail for prescribing somebody pain medication, that changes things. And, you know, I'm glad I'm not practicing anymore. I do radio and I teach. I do miss practicing. You know, part of me wants to, you know, open up a few days a week. But I don't know how I would handle people that really, really are in pain and all these new restrictions. I mean, I'm going to want to give them their pain medicine. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.